This medical update on KRDO News Radio is sponsored by Optum.
You're listening to KRDO's Morning News, and it's time for our Ask the Doctor segment here on KRDO's Morning News. We do it every Tuesday morning. And our guest today, as she will be with us all month long, Dr. Kendra Robison, Medical Director with Optum in Colorado Springs. Dr. Robison, welcome to the show.
Well, thanks for having me.
So, Dr. Robison, if I'm vaccinated for COVID-19, do I still need to get a flu shot?
So you still absolutely should think about your flu shot this year and every single year, right? In the fall, just like we're all used to doing, and it's still very, very important. So even if you had your COVID-19 vaccine or vaccine series, you definitely want to still get your flu vaccine. And that one is, again, a different virus, and it works differently in our bodies, and the vaccines are different. So you do want to make sure you get your standard flu shot. And so the flu shot really is recommended for anybody 6 months of age and older, right? So there is no contraindication really anymore to the flu vaccine. So really everybody should be going out and getting their flu vaccine in the fall. And we usually recommend to try to do that before the end of October. But, you know, that kind of September to November timeframe is okay as well. And just make sure that you do get that. It's very, very important.
How difficult is the pressure that the health system is seeing right now here in Colorado and El Paso County particularly, when you're dealing with these increasing cases? I mean, we've had days in recent weeks where in a daily new COVID case count, we've had in El Paso County 600 plus new COVID cases. I mean, that's putting pressure on the health system, right?
Oh, absolutely. And I think that's one of the most important things to remember, because I know we all have our personal feelings, you know, about the COVID situation, but we only have so many, you know, resources when it comes to our hospitals and what we're able to provide in a city, a state, a county, right? And so we want to help support our hospitals, right, so that they can take care of patients when they are ill. And so, yes, they are experiencing higher numbers of COVID cases. And so they're very wonderful to help care for all of those patients. But then when we also have patients that are coming down with influenza and the flu, they might be having to be hospitalized as well, right? And so that then increases the numbers. And then, you know, people still have normal things that happen too, you know, car accidents and heart attacks and, you know, other things that where we need to go to the hospital, right? And we want to ensure that our hospital, you know, has the resources to care for all of those patients. And so that's why it's important, right, that we help our community so that we can provide care to everybody that needs it for any reason when somebody has to go to the hospital. And so again, this is another really good reason to be vaccinated, both for COVID-19 and influenza, so that we can stay healthy, stay out of the hospital, right? And then our great hospital partners can take care of those patients when they need to.
Dr. Robison, some of what we've heard from people who have hesitancy about the COVID vaccine certainly is nothing new, because we've heard it for years about that doctors encounter that when trying to advocate for the flu vaccine. What's your, I guess, stance on the hesitancy that you encounter, especially when it comes to flu vaccine, but also with COVID?
Yeah, you know, I've had a practice for many years and certainly, you know, welcome the opinions and thoughts of my patients when it comes to vaccines. But yeah, there always was a bit of hesitancy with some patients when it came to their flu shot. And I really always just strongly advocated that my patients get that, because there actually are many patients that come down with complications that are very serious when it comes to the flu. And so it's just an important way to avoid that, to get your flu shot and to protect others, right? So if we can all protect each other by getting our flu shots, then that's going to decrease the cases and the risk of others getting sick. And so sometimes my patients say, well, I'm so healthy, I don't need a flu shot, right? I've got a good immune system. Well, maybe you live with a family member that doesn't, right? Or maybe you do want to go visit your grandparents, or maybe a pregnant friend, right? Or a child. And so we don't want to pass on influenza to those that are at high risk, right? Right. And so that's another reason why, even if you're healthy, we want you to get your flu shot to protect others as well. And again, it is very rare that healthy people can have serious complications from the flu or even die from the flu, but it does happen. And I've seen it happen. So another reason that everybody should get their flu shot when flu season comes around.
Very, very interesting. Okay, well, I've had both my flu shot and my COVID shot. Need to still get my booster, but, you know, we're working on that. Still have to wait until I'm eligible. But Dr. Robison, thank you again for joining us for this Ask the Doctor segment. And we'll talk to you again next week.
Sounds great.
And if you'd like to learn more information, visit cshp.net.